My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing the topic of do we have fear or faith during this time of uncertainty as our world, our country deals with the pandemic of the coronavirus. And yesterday we based this out of Exodus chapter 14, and we shared yesterday's program about our natural response when our backs are against the wall is that based off that passage of scripture there in Exodus where the Israelites were with Moses and they were trapped up against the Red Sea. And they knew the Egyptians were coming. They could hear them, the thousands of troops and the chariots. And they were afraid. And, their backs were literally against the wall of living. And they kind of responded in haste and sarcasm, worst case scenario, to Moses in Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. And we shared about that yesterday, how they responded. Then we concluded yesterday's program, the last part, talking about how Moses responded, even though he knew they were afraid. They were being very sarcastic and disrespectful to him, and definitely looking at the worst case scenario. We looked at Moses' response in Exodus chapter 14 and verses 13 and 14, and just like how they responded in fear, Moses responded differently. And maybe this is a way we can approach dealing with this coronavirus environment of fear that is being very tempting to a lot of people, in fact, followers of Jesus. And the first one we talked about was adopt a fear not mentality. The second was we've got to stand firm. And the third thing, which we did not talk about, and I want to start today's program with, is expect God's help. Expect God's help. If you missed yesterday's program, it's only 14 minutes long, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and you hear that full program. But the third and final thing that I do want to share with you on how we can come up with a better plan based off Moses' response in Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, we called it the Let's Try the Let It Go plan, is we got to expect God's help. After we have adopted a fear not mentality, and after we decided that we're going to stand firm on what God's word says, and not about our situation or circumstances or our feelings, the last thing is out of this is we got to expect God's help. I love in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, it says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. There's a choice in that. We say, hey, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. And friends, God is going to show up. I believe this with all my heart over the next couple months as we deal with this coronavirus. And what may be some of the worst times economically possibly, I'm not naive to that. And as a former business owner and somebody that lost a $10 million company and had 100 people depend on me for a job and I lost my home and marriage and all, you get so many of you listening, you know all that. So I can say I know what it's like to have fear and I know what it's like to lose everything. But I also know that the Bible says that God restores what the locusts ate, and he'll restore anything that you lose. And he'll do it even better. I share with that how he's done that with, you know, the house that I lost. He brought me an even bigger house going through divorce. And how he provided a car for me back in June of this year. A really nice used car that somebody donated because they have been so blessed by the Hope Is Here ministry, which is more than just this radio program and podcast. And so God will help you. He's going to help us. He's going to help us get through this. Now, we need to use wisdom and need to watch our spending and, you know, need to get some non-perishable items to have to eat. And we may get tired of eating ramen noodles and beans and rice and beans, as Dave Ramsey talks about, and hot dogs and, you know, ham sandwiches and peanut butter and jelly. We may get tired eating some of those same things instead of being able to eat out and things. But you know what? We're okay. We're going to be okay. It may take us to be more appreciative of the things that we have in our life. But I want to also look at what happens, how Moses responded in verses 15 through 18 in Exodus chapter 14. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. pick up your staff and raise your hand over the sea. Divide the water so the Israelites can walk through the middle of the sea on dry ground. And I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will charge in after the Israelites. My great glory will be displayed through Pharaoh and his troops, his chariots, and his charioteers. When my glory is displayed through them all, all of Egypt's going to see my glory and know that I am the Lord. Friends, I really do believe over the next few months that we're going to see and people are going to find out that the Lord is on his throne. Doesn't mean there's not going to be hurting. Doesn't mean there's not going to be pain. There's not going to be disappointments or maybe some losses of things. But you know what? We're going to be reminded of who the Lord is, the great I am. And I think that hopefully, you know, a lot of things in life, you can either become bitter or better. Or, you know, we can look at this and just find nothing but bad things. But I actually believe that we can grow in our relationship with Jesus, and we can really look to him to be our protector and our provider and really get our focus on him and not all our stuff. And we're going to see more miracles. I really believe that. And God's going to have a way to show up. He does this a lot in third world countries because a lot of those people, they're just trying to find another meal to eat to survive for another day. And we're so blessed here in the United States. Did you know that over 80% of the world lives on less than $3 a day? And yet we are just kind of, excuse my bluntness, but fat, dumb, and happy here, okay? And we're just, we don't realize how blessed we are. And I think maybe this is going to help us return our focus to Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for breath. Thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, being able to taste food. Thank you for the food I have. I may not be able to go out and eat at nice places like I like to, or go get my favorite fast food meals like I used to like to do. I haven't eaten at home, and I've been eating the same thing several times each week. But you know what? Thank you, Lord, that I have food. And so I think it's a chance to really experience gratitude and, most of all, appreciation and growth, and a chance for you to deepen your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But I want to share four things here in the last 6 minutes that we have, whether it's the coronavirus, a financial, health, emotional, or relational challenge that you're going through right now. We can also be like the Israelites in those four verses that I just read in chapter 14 of Exodus, verses 15 through 18. There's four things we can do during this season. Number one, move on mentally and physically. You know, the Lord said to Moses, tell the people to get moving. Well, I think right now we've got to move on mentally and physically too. You say, what do you mean by that, Greg? Well, what I mean by this, when that fear comes upon you about this coronavirus or what's going to happen, not just maybe health-wise, but financially and just all the things that could possibly happen, you've got to change those thoughts and replace it with some of God's word, okay? Secondly, you know, get up physically. I mean, don't just sit in a chair or in your recliner on the couch. Get up and move physically. Okay, that'll help you change your mind, and maybe quoting some scripture will encourage you. I talk about this all the time, writing down a scripture on a post-it note and placing it in your bathroom mirror, maybe on your refrigerator, maybe on the coffee pot, places you will see it. Maybe you need to place scriptures on post-it notes throughout your house, through your apartment, okay, and walk around physically and look and read those scriptures. So that's a way that we can move on mentally and physically during this uncertain season of life that we're living in right now. Secondly, do like what the Lord said to Moses there when he talked about the people get moving, and we got to take action. Okay, we've got to take action. He told Moses to pick up his staff and raise his hand over the sea. He had to take action. He had to do something. Well, take action to get your mind off worrying and fear. Call somebody. Pick up your phone. In this world where we text all the time and stuff, pick up the phone. All of us have more time. We're not watching ball games and can't go places and rip and roar like most of us like to do. Pick up the phone and call somebody and have a really good conversation. Ask them how they're doing. What do you think? And be ready to be a good listener and not try to multitask and really listen. And then be ready to respond in love and what God's Bible verses, what God's Word says in some Bible verses that maybe you've got written on those post-it notes at home. And you, I mean, you can be honest and say, yeah, I'm experiencing some fear or anxiety, but here's what I'm trying to do, and quote some of the scriptures and some of the things you're doing. And let's have a ripple effect in other people's lives. Maybe it's making a donation to some of these nonprofits that are struggling. I saw Sayer Christian Village, you know, they've got all those people there, and all of them are seniors that stay there, and so they can't have any visitors, and their expenses are going up through the roof, and they're trying to raise $20,000 to help them get through the next 2 months. And maybe it's going to Sayer Christian Village. I think it's .org, if I'm not mistaken, but you can just Google Sayer Christian Village. We had their chief executive officer, Karen Venice, is one of our guests, and it's an unbelievable ministry. But maybe you make a donation to someone like them. To step out and take some action. Third thing to do during this season to try to get through these bouts of fear and anxiety that people are struggling against is know that God is always working behind the scenes. You know, verse 17, the Lord told Moses, I'm going to harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they will charge in after the Israelites. God is always working behind the scenes. We may not always know that or see that. I think it's a big thing. We can know that, but we have to trust to know that and stand on what God's Word says. And then I also want you to think back to probably hundreds of other times that God has provided in your life. And a lot of say, what do you mean hundreds of times? I count four or five. Friends, if you've had food to eat, you've got legs to walk on, you've had cars to drive, you've had clothes to wear, there's four I just rattled off very quickly. Okay, if you've got any friends at all, okay, if you've got a place to go worship church and you're like, well, I can't do it right now. Yeah, but you've got a church body. You got to watch those services yesterday online, a lot of you. I mean, God is always working behind the scenes. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 says, for my ways are not your ways, declare the Lord, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts higher than your ways and your thoughts. So God is always working behind the scenes, even right now during this pandemic of coronavirus and all the economic challenges that are getting ready to come up over the next couple months. And last but not least, God is going to get the glory out of every situation in our lives if we stay focused on Him and, most importantly, trust Him. You know, the Lord said there in verse 18 of Exodus chapter 14, when my glory is displayed through them, all of Egypt's going to see my glory and know that I am the Lord. Friends, I'm praying that the United States, I'm hoping the whole world, but especially right here in the United States, that they're going to see God's glory even through all these challenges that we may go through. Some, unfortunately, health-wise, a lot economically, but they're going to see the generosity of the church, people that call themselves Christians. We're finding out the church is not a building, okay? It's not a building where you meet on Sundays or Wednesdays or maybe other times in the week for life group meetings. The church is the people. It's the body of Christ. It's individuals, it's families, it's groups. And there's never been a greater time for the church to show itself and not be just the buildings where people meet, the physical locations, but reaching out and touching people, checking on them, providing food if they need it, maybe providing wipes and things like that. There's so many things, sanitizer, but making sure people you know, and maybe it's people you know that don't know God, to be in the hands and feet of Jesus during this time. So I hope during this season of uncertainty that you will choose faith over fear. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.